Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Two enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Today we just happen to be broadcasting live from Arkansas. Oh my goodness, folks. We landed yesterday after an hour and a half flight. When we landed, I gotta tell you, I'm awestricken. And I've noticed this in every state that we go to. And folks, I think we've pretty much covered all 50 states. Again, we've been a part of the answer here. We see how this country is being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. And it's our obligation and command from the Lord that we love to obey his commandments. And Luke 10:19 tells us that, or 19:10. They coincide. But Luke 19:10 comes to my aid when it tells us that we're to seek and save that which is lost. It's exactly what we have been doing for 25 years. Now, what's interesting to note about being in Arkansas here, outside of the fact that it's absolutely beautiful, and every state that we go to, it all has its beauty marks. I mean, we are in God's country, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But what's interesting to know, friends, is when we were in Arkansas, which we're here now, on the way here this morning as to where we're at, and that would be the Norfolk event that we have tonight, which will start at 6 p.m. It's at 39 Norfolk River Road. On the way here, recollecting the high schools that we did in the state, this just happens to be one of the states that we did a high school. And, of course, the high school assemblies all over go very well. They always go over well with the kids. And I'm not talking about just a few folks. The overwhelming response is overwhelming in the affirmative. But you always get the one or two that don't like what you have to say. Well, in this particular case, when we did this high school in Arkansas, apparently somebody didn't like the assembly program, which, again, we're not asking the devil for permission to obey God, right, Christians? In the process, we noticed that we were headline news, and allegedly the useful idiots in the mainstream media decided to go ahead and throw together a parent protest. Matter of fact, I could probably find the article for you and the video for you right now. But what they did is they put us on the front page of three papers, Arkansas and two surrounding states, basically telling people to beware of the message that Bradley Dean has to offer. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a second, if the kids and the young people and the old people, this applies to both, don't know where they came from, then how do they know where they're going? But maybe that is the objective here, is censoring people that are actually showing them where they came from by educating them. So that they might have a future and a hope in Christ, right? Well, they don't want that. And interesting, folks, what they did is they put us as the headline news. They called it the parent protest. And what they had to do is they had to basically pan using the camera. I'm talking about the useful idiots in the mainstream media in Arkansas 10 to 12 years ago. What they had to do is pan five parents that showed up. Folks, there was 350 students here that day. Again, what they want to do is they want to try to deceive the majority of the American people that don't agree with the little leaven in the lump that they're seeing, that the Lord, by the way, commands us to leave in the lump and make the lump holy. But they're trying to deceive the people into believing that the majority think the way that the minority thinks. And it's also interesting to note, now that I'm saying that, I'm just collecting my thoughts right now, folks. Right when I got here into Arkansas, where I'm staying right now for the event tonight in Norfolk, it's interesting that the guy that set us up here was talking about the same thing, and I think he was just gauging me to see where I was. And I told him, I said, the problem that we're having in this country, and I want you to listen to me carefully, is that the majority think that the minority are the majority when in fact they are not. Here, let me say it this way. Let me give it to you statistically. Did you know that less than 1.7% of the population is being used to dominate 325.9 million people? That is the little leaven. I went on and I told my friend that I just met here in Arkansas this morning concerning this issue. I said, it's interesting because if you look at any dictatorship of the past, what they always did is they always had to have propaganda ministers to basically browbeat the majority into believing what the minority wanted you to believe was the majority. Folks, you need to think about what's going on. What's happening, again, is they're using the strategy of Saul Alinsky, a disciple of devil who's now in hell. And it's interesting to know, friends, he was the one that told his disciples, John 8:44, he told them to go ahead and basically deceive the masses into believing that the minority is the majority. And that's how dictators take over. And if you look at Adolf Hitler, less than 3% of the population approved of him. Hindenburg didn't trust him. When he got into power, what's the first thing he did? He began to kill off his political opposition. Then he got a propaganda minister named Joseph Goebbels, and then he began to deceive 80 million Germans that everybody was in favor of that of Adolf Hitler. Nothing could be further from the truth. It's the same thing that happened with Benito Mussolini. It's the same thing that happens with any dictator of the past and or in the present. And I also want you to think about this, because when you look at what's going on, I'm just kind of segueing into this, and I'm just going with the Holy Ghost here. But I also want you to contemplate that these dictators of the past, friends, and in the present, they weren't hated by the people. If you didn't love them, they were forced into loving them. And so when we look at these dictators and we think about how the people just absolutely love them, just wait a second. Do you remember how everybody saluted Adolf Hitler? Did you know that if you didn't salute Adolf Hitler, you would be fined and you'd be put on the list concerning the SS and the Gestapo? So not everybody's going along with this. As a matter of fact, the majority is going against it. But how do they sell themselves? This is what I want you to hear. Eugene Debs said this, and I just want you to contemplate this. He said, in every age, it has been the tyrants, the lawbreakers, the deluders, the demigods, or so they would have you believe, the oppressors, the exploiters. They always wrap themselves in the cloak of patriotism. You need to understand what he's saying here. These dictators were not hated by the people. They were loved by their oppressors. And what I'm talking about, folks, is the people who love the oppressors. In every age, it has been the tyrant, the oppressor, the exploiter who has wrapped himself in the cloak of patriotism or religion or both to deceive and overawe the people. It's exactly what's happening in America today. I mean, contemplate this. You have two options, yet you have over 1,000 other presidential candidates. You tell me what's being played out right in front of your eyes. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're doing our best to just kind of get through this show. It seems that I apparently said Norfolk wrong. Matter of fact, the guy that set this event up, he's my friend Mike, who's the head of the broadcast over at BeforeIt'sNews.com. P.S., if you want to check us out on social media platforms, you can do that. That is SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. If you want to call in, go ahead and give us a call. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I want to get to this. Because we're in a new place, I always kind of like just rambling through, especially just kind of taking in where I'm at and what I'm doing and kind of the flavor of the people. And the people here have been nothing but awesome thus far. And in saying that, I do want to get to the topic because I know that this is also the fastest hour on national radio, as it's rightly called. But with that, let's just go forge ahead and kind of get to the topics in which I want to cover as quickly as possible so I can get to the main topic. What is their two different hells? And we'll get to that in just a moment. But I want you to go ahead and look up at ChristianPost.com. Isn't it interesting to note parachurch head leaves the Church of England because it no longer affirms biblical orthodoxy? I mean, is this the kind of stuff that you can make up, but is this what's happening? Absolutely it is. Orthodox, by the way, means found in Christian faith, believing in the genuine doctrines taught in the Bible, opposed to heretical or as an Orthodox Christian. Okay, so we hold to the scriptures is what orthodoxy means, okay? So what he's saying is this parachurch leader, he's leaving the church because he says he perceives it as growing in departure from biblical values, especially concerning same-sex marriage. Folks, never in the history of mankind. He says, I'm out of Dodge. I'm not going to be a part of this. His name is Rico Tice. Again, he's a well-known evangelical leader, a former church, that's what it says, and a former Church of England clergyman has left the denomination in reaction to what he perceives as its growing departure from biblical views. I mean, you can't make this up. And what's his reason? Same-sex marriage and repentance. Well, this is the modern gospel. This is what we're dealing with. And how could it be otherwise? I mean, again, friends, you've heard this 1,000 times, but let me say it again. John Adams was absolutely right when he said that the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. And I cover this almost every single show that we do through demonstration as we follow the Christ, Matthew 4:19. I mean, when two men want to get married, has anybody even thought of that? Has anybody even conjured that up in their minds? No, the people that mean to rule over you do. That's how they think, because they think that they're above the law, just like the devil himself in Isaiah 14. He wanted to take the place of the Lord, and he's still trying to do it, folks. Let me say it this way. He's the deluder. He's the deceiver. He's a loser. Okay? That's exactly what he is. And he's going to remain a loser. But it's amazing how this loser can get people to go along with his recruiting efforts and to get him to believe the most unthinkable thing to take on, and yet they do it. Hey, folks, if you think this is where it's going to stop, and I've highlighted this for 20 years on this show, never in the history of mankind has there ever been any such thing as same-sex marriage. Never. I mean, if that was the truth, we wouldn't be here today. And it's, by the way, it's not about same-sex marriage. It's about the bad guys overthrowing all law so they can become the law arbitrarily. That's what it is. They want to become a law unto themselves. They're at war with God. It never fares well with anybody to follow the dictator, friends, that are following the devil, because you see where he's bringing the country. But yet this is happening because of going to America now from England. 86% of the American people call themselves Christians, and I can find less than 3% of the genuine Christianity in this country. Hey, let me say it this way. You call yourself a Christian and you're not standing against the sin. Let me tell you why you're not standing against the sin, because you're guilty of the sin. You're standing there as an accomplice in the face of God, allowing the tyrant to advocate what he clearly condemns in Leviticus 18:22 and 20:13, Romans 1:26 to the end of the chapter, and also read Jude 1:7 when you get a moment as well. Jude 1:7, Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. Hey, folks, if you don't want history to repeat itself, then learn from history, because it's coming again. A better way of saying this, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. There's still a lot of people, especially those in the Christian world, that still haven't learned that God is a holy and a just God. That the very things that you tolerate, he is intolerant of. How much so? Look into Jesus Christ. How much did God hate sin? Look to the cross of Christ. That's how much God hated sin. Why are you tolerating that which God hated, even at the expense of his son, to redeem you through his blood? You're a blood-bought people, and you still tolerate the sins that put him on that cross? Shame on the professors in this country, to say the least. All politics, bad guys, all politics aimed at the church ends in self-destruction. What is it that you haven't learned yet? Bonaparte was right when he said, the Bible is no mere book. It is a living creature that conquers all that would oppose it. When you go along with it, when you submit to it, when you add strength to tyranny by saying and doing nothing through tolerance and apathy, you are an accomplice to the crime. Can you imagine if the 86% of the people in this country that profess to be Christians, I mean, if they really were, do you think we would be in the position that we're in today? Absolutely not. Really, what you're seeing right now is an exhibition of how sick the devil is in his mind, but he's just got to find people to go ahead and promulgate his message. And this is what you're seeing today. I, for one, me and my house, as Martin Luther, the great reformer, said, God help me. And why? Because by the grace of God, I'm not moving. I don't care what they advocate for, friends. And for those that think that it's just about gay marriage, it has nothing to do with gay marriage. This is an overthrow of law. These people are being used as nothing more or less than a political battering ram to upend the Constitution and your God-given right. And isn't it interesting how they look for the one or two and then they try to blow them up like what we were talking about during the first segment? They try to blow them up like everybody's for gay marriage and everybody's in support of it. No, they're not. Folks, this is all bought and paid for. Again, let me remind you, this has never been in the history of mankind. You want to dare the justice of God? Keep letting it go, America. Keep letting it go, because the only thing that's going to go is your God-given rights, your country, and at the end of the day, yourself. This is insane. Look what's happening in the American church today. I want you to see this. This is the postmillennial.com. What they call a woke preacher, just taking on the talking points of the mainstream media. They're useful idiots again. Now, let me call him for what he is. This abomination that is in the pulpit as a hireling, John 10:12, said that drag is holy, that Jesus is God in drag in viral TikTok video. If you think that it's just going to stop because they're going to stop on their own, friends, you're sadly mistaken. They're not going to just stop on their own. That's not going to happen. You have to put it to a stop. And why? Because you're the law, Americans. You are the law. We the people are the government. And this is what they mean to advocate to overthrow the mass amount of resistance in this country. They're trying to browbeat you into submission. But now we have these abominations going into the pulpit saying drag is holy? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I mean, this goes beyond daring the justice of God. This is blasphemy, to say the least. Honestly, I'm surprised he's still there. And what am I talking about? Well, go ahead and look at the ferry. Look at this effeminate disgrace. And you can almost bet, friends, he's bought and paid for. Because I don't know of a normal human being in any sense of the word that would even make this out to be a joke. The man obviously has some serious mental disorders. But again, when you begin to advocate what God calls an abomination, listeners, my friends, my spiritual family, I'm telling you right now, watch out. Watch out, because, friends, what is being tolerated by the American people today is, in fact, daring the justice of God, and you can rest assured we are going to get a response. And guess what? We are. Let me make a scriptural reference.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News update. There are four law enforcement officers now dead, several others injured, after a shootout in Charlotte, North Carolina. Police say officers were part of a fugitive task force serving a warrant at a home when a suspect opened fire. That suspect died, but another person inside the home soon started firing, hitting, and killing the marshals. Vice President Kamala Harris visiting Atlanta Monday, speaking at the kickoff of what's being called the Economic Opportunity Tour. During her remarks, Harris promoted diversity, equity, and inclusion.
In spite of those who in certain parts of our country want to attack DEI, we understand that you can't truly invest in the strength of our nation if you don't pay attention to diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Harris also discussed the Biden administration's support for small business investments and minority-owned businesses. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey, listen, if you're going to go ahead and contend with me, go ahead and read Jude 3:4. That's totally fine. You can contend with me. But in doing so, give me a scriptural reference, because I'm not going to sit there and argue with a reprobate. And a reprobate is abandoned to sin. So if you want to go ahead and try to play, the boy in the big chair because you know more than the Word of God, that's fine. But I don't have any time for you. Hold to the Word of God. And if you hold to the Word of God, then we'll go ahead and work it out. Iron sharpens iron. But if you're not going to make reference to the scripture, I don't have time for you, period. I want to get over to this because it's interesting how people, for some reason or another, think that there's two hells to go to when, in fact, there's not two hells to go to. And I want to explain to you as we process through the content, which I'm going to share with you even now. Because it goes line upon line, precept upon precept with what we're dealing with in this country today. As I was just talking about a moment ago, we have some abomination that calls himself a preacher who's a hireling. He's there to get paid. That's what a hireling is. He's prostituting himself out for the money. He doesn't care about the truth of the issue because he's not saved. He's a reprobate, and reprobate means abandoned to sin. But what's interesting, folks, is these people, they sow seeds that they fail to realize that they're going to reap. You reap what you sow. And I want everybody to understand that God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. I don't care how small the seed is, you are going to get a harvest. He who sows to the flesh, the Bible says, Galatians 6:7, will of the flesh reap corruption. And that's right. If you're going to sow to the flesh like these individuals that are advocating what God calls an abomination, you're going to get a harvest. And I'm here to tell you, it tells us in Romans 6:23 that the end of sin is death. You are purposely advocating for what God clearly condemns. You are going to get a swift response, and it's not going to be the response that you want to get. And in many cases, you're going to put yourself in the position of understanding what many of the bad guys that are in hell today wish they would have taken the time to realize while they had time to realize it, and repenting while they had time to repent, and now realize that they don't have time to repent because now it's too late. And again, what are you talking about? Well, if you go over to Luke 16:24 through 25, what does it say? Well, the man that was in hell, he was crying out to the Lord. He said, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in the water and cool my tongue, for I'm in anguish in this flame." Well, it was too late for him. He sowed the seed. Now he's reaping the consequence. And again, it's not the Lord's desire that any should perish. No, it's his desire that we all come to the knowledge of the truth. And the fact of the matter is, if we don't want to come to the knowledge of the truth, not your truth, not your interpretation of the truth, not the interpretation of the truth from the individual from the pulpit, but the interpretation of the Holy Ghost and what is written by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, that's the truth that I'm talking about. You can't just go ahead and make truth subjective to whatever you want it to be. No, we hold to the Creator. Nobody knows better than He does. And the Word of God is applicable to every facet of our lives. Okay? So let me go forward to the next point I want to make. The biblical message, listen again, is a call for repentance to sinners. Look at how far away that's gone. That they're now advocating two men getting married and two women getting married. Or to accept that which God condemns inside of the walls of what they call the Church of America today. We call them the children of the apostates. They are far gone as to what the church is supposed to represent. If you look at what is going on in the American church today, and you look at what was going on in the American church even 60, 70 years ago, folks, they are diametrically opposed. Furthermore, if I go back to the 1500s and all the way back to the beginning when Christ was incarnate on this earth, you have to understand, we have record, friends, that it would take people 1 to 3 years before they were proven to be a part of a church body. Okay, not everyone's welcome. And the truth of the matter is everyone's welcome, but the second time you come back in a repentant state. Okay, and that is what the message should be when they all come in. And I'm trying to make both points with one statement here. But when they come in, folks, the message should be repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Or how about this one? Mark 1:15, the message is repent and believe. That's the message. And yet instead of preaching the biblical message of repentance, because the apostates within the church have failed to do so, what are they doing? They're doubling down in the rebellion. And what are they saying to sinners? Instead of saying, repent and believe, Mark 1:15, or repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2, or repentance before God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, Acts 20, verse 21, or I can go to Acts 2:38. The list goes on. Instead of doing that, what are they doing? They're telling people, those that are coming in within the walls of their building, and they're saying, come along to Bethel and sin. Teach them to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. I just seen a video yesterday of a guy, a modern gospel preacher, modern, not biblical, I said modern gospel, highlighting the very things that I am. It's not preaching repentance. None of that is in the mix anymore. It's not law to grace, where the law is the schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ. All that's a thing of the past in the modern gospel. Therefore, they have mushroom converts. They're not saved. They've been deceived into believing they're saved because of the modern gospel message. Well, what am I saying? Folks, what I'm saying is that when you look at what's going on, they're saying to the people, come on and go ahead and sin and just leave it up to the Lord to do the changing rather than you having to adhere to the Word of God to bring about that change, which is the work of the Holy Ghost, Titus 3:5. And so getting this far, when I look at what I'm speaking to concerning the nation, more than not, I'm speaking to an arrogant, prideful, shameful, and shameless, wicked, revolting, and a stiff-necked people. Hey, friends, let me say it this way as well. There is no nice way to say to them what needs to be said. And regardless of man's prejudices and his indifferences, we hold to the Scripture. And as the prophet John Knox so boldly put it, he said, the Scripture of God is our only foundation in all matters of weight and importance. Yes. Why? Because it's the safest place to be. Furthermore, man is to fear the Lord in acknowledging and repenting from his transgressions towards God, not hell. I need to put this in the mix real quick. So when we're talking about the man that's in hell right now in Luke 16, I want people to understand, if you go into a church and the guy preaches hellfire as a reason for you to repent, get out of that church, because that guy's got it completely upside down. That is not scriptural. We are to fear the Lord. Luke 12, 4 and 5. Read it. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, man is to fear the Lord in departing from iniquity, Proverbs 16:6. He's to repent for transgressing God's law, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. And that law drives us to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, and we put our faith into our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Hebrews 12:2. So going back, hell is the consequence of unrepented sin. And for them that refuse to repent before God and refusing his mercy, well, they'll receive their just recompense. Hell. Read John 8:24. Jesus said, those that continue on in their sin, they're going to die in their sin. Where do sinners go? Do you know that there's a great, statistically, portion of people that are churches of America, the Christian churches of America, that don't even believe hell? How do you make that up? You have believers that don't believe the Word of God. That is defined out as an unbeliever, not a believer. Well, they're going to learn the hard way. You don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one, right? So when Christians hold to the Word, Christians I'm talking to, when they hold to the Word, they will defend the faith and will be indignant with the imposters, the pretenders within the church that are withholding the whole counsel of the Lord from the lost. Paul didn't withhold the whole counsel. He preached the whole counsel, Acts 20, verse 27. What we need to do is we need to look to Christ and his example. We need to look at the time that he spent in reproving the self-righteous religious hypocrite, Matthew 23. And I got one question for people that still question the absolute Word of God, the infallible Word of God, the immutable Word of God. Are today's Christians, are they above and beyond their exemplar, Jesus Christ? And if that's true, maybe that should explain to you why it is that the way preachers, as they call themselves today, the way they preach today, they would have never been crucified during the time that Christ was in this earth. And if Christ was here today, if he was to preach the way that they do, he would have never been crucified back then. Hey, folks, Martin Luther was right when he said, preach in such a way where men either hate their sin or they hate the preacher. There is no in-between. Read Jeremiah 23:29. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Absolutely. Absolutely. Jesus spoke as one that spoke boldly and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. Boldly means forward to danger. Now, one can only guess as to why the pulpits in America would not preach the whole counsel of the Lord, and this is what I'm going to get to right on the other side of this next break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity is sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
We are broadcasting live from Norfolk. Norfolk. I just want to make clear I got that right. We are broadcasting from Norfolk, Arkansas. And we have an event here. And I'm doing my best to go ahead and get all this information for you. As you all well know, that we are broadcasting live. So we are broadcasting out of a resort right now, where the internet is okay, and I don't want to jeopardize that feed in any sense of the word. But I do want to give you the address when this pulls up really quick as to where it's going to be tonight. Now, we ended up here because we have 3-4 dates here. So we'll be here until Friday, and we got a date every day that we're here. And my friend Mike, since we were coming this way, I called him and I said, were you interested in having us, you know, meet up? But if I meet up with you, I want to make sure that we can work, because every time we go somewhere, we got to work. It's just, we got to make the most of the time. The Bible tells us that we're to redeem our time. And Mike responded in the affirmative in our favor, and we said, good, let's make it happen. So we are at a resort tonight, and hopefully we're going to have a packed little house for this little get-together. But I'm just happy to be here. I'm really happy to be here with my friend Mike, who's done such a service on the behalf of this ministry, first and foremost. But yep, here it is. So I want you to see this really quick for my social media friends. You go to the platform here. We are at Norfolk Events, 39 Norfolk River Road, 39 Norfolk River Road. It's open to the public. This is in Arkansas. It will be tonight at 6 p.m., 6 p.m. North Fork event. And, folks, I got to tell you, it is absolutely beautiful what I'm seeing here. As a matter of fact, if I just step up and go over to my left here just a little bit, I get to look at the beautiful lay of the land in Arkansas here. And, again, it is just fantastically beautiful. And I'm just honored to be here. So that's where we're going to be tonight. Let's get back to this. I got one more segment with you. I was just asking the question to the listeners and the viewers as to guess why most pulpits in America will not preach the whole counsel of the Lord. It's interesting because Scripture tells us that a false balance is an abomination, but yet there's a false balance going on here. And I'm just thinking ahead a little bit here, and I was thinking of something that J.C. Sproul had said and how they have created an idol god that looks just like themselves. Matter of fact, R.C. Sproul, that's who it is, R.C. Sproul said, in setting the record straight, he said, a God who is all love and all grace and all mercy, no sovereignty, no justice, no holiness, and no wrath is an idol god. I'm here to tell you, friends, that God doesn't exist. He's nowhere to be found. Thou shalt not make out of thyself any graven image. That means a God that looks just like you when you remain in your sin. You're not to bow down unto that and serve it. No, that's going to end you up in hell just like the rich man who is begging Father Abraham to have mercy on him after the fact, even going so far as to ask for Lazarus to come dip the tip of his finger in water and cool his tongue. Again, this is the consequence of unrepented sin before God. It's clear that you understand that. What happened to the preaching of the whole counsel of God from the pulpits across the country? You're seeing what it's becoming, and there's the mainstream media to drive that narrative in hopes of using all of these sick abominables to go ahead and be used as a political battering ram again to upend your Constitution. Well, Bradley, you've said that twice. What do you mean when you say that? Well, again, John Adams, the second president, said our Constitution was made for a Christian and a moral people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. So why would the mainstream media and why would corruption in government and in the halls of government advocate for what God clearly condemns? Because they mean to upend your Constitution. They want to be the sovereign. They don't want your sovereign to be laid out under the Lord. And you can put that up against Psalm 33, verse 12 when you get a moment. Blessed is the nation whose Lord is God. That's who we are. They want God out of the picture, as do all tyrants. They want the Lord out of the picture. And where they're winning this fight, friends, is in the schools, within the halls of the schools. That's a different show. But read 22, verse 6 of Proverbs, and also look to the parents, too, speaking of kids in schools. I don't know how many times I've heard teachers and older people, the adults, sit there and complain about the kids where I have to look at them and say, you know, it's interesting you're complaining about those kids, but what you don't like is your reflection because you're the responsible party in raising up those kids. As a matter of fact, Jesus said in Luke 7:35, he said, wisdom is justified by your children. So when you're complaining about your kids, you're complaining about the way you've raised your kids, right? When Christians hold to the word of God, they will defend the faith and will be indignant with the imposters that are withholding the counsel, the whole counsel of the Lord from the lost. Okay? Again, look at Christ. Look at how much time he spent reproving the religious hypocrites. I got a question for everybody, just to put the question in your lap as a law unto itself. One can only guess as to why most pulpits in America would not preach the whole counsel of the Lord. Maybe they're not offended at the sins of men that put Christ on that cross. And if that's the case, guess what? That only means that they never repented. Because if you look at the fruit of repentance in 2 Corinthians 7, 10, and 11, you're going to see the fruit of repentance. And furthermore, Christians, isn't it interesting to note that when you hold Scripture up in the whole counsel of the Lord, where it's not unbalanced, isn't it interesting to note that when that is held up there and we begin to look at it for what it is, what I'm talking about when people are not angry at sin, it means that they're guilty of that sin. Charles Spurgeon was right when he said, if they're not preaching out against sin, just follow them home and you will find out why they're not preaching out against that sin. Okay, again, church, you're called to be the Protestants, Protestants, right? And we understand as Christians that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Let me throw this at you. If you're not offended at the sins of men that put Jesus on that cross, it just really means you've never repented of your sin. True, it is. Because when you're born of the Holy Spirit, you love the things that the Lord loves and you hate the things that the Lord hates. Read Psalm 97, verse 10, when you get a moment. I mean, that makes sense, right? And when our obedience is fulfilled, doesn't the Bible tell us that we're supposed to take vengeance on all disobedience? Why, yes, it does. Yes, it does. Thomas Aquinas said this. He said, when he correctly perceived this truth, he said, he was not angry when there is a just cause for anger is immoral. Oh, I have said this a thousand times. When you look at the Lord and what he conveyed to us through the Word of God throughout the patriarchs from Genesis to the book of Revelation, isn't it interesting he judged nations for those that would not lay his word or the issues to heart? He would judge nations concerning men that would not be valiant for the truth. Let me go back to Thomas Aquinas, because he was exactly right. He was not angry when there is a just cause for anger is immoral. Why? Because anger looks to the good of justice, and if you can live amid injustice without anger, you're immoral as well as unjust. You're just as guilty of those people that aren't preaching out against sin. That has produced what? These men, these abominations that are now infiltrating the churches by saying that God is drag, that are advocating for what God clearly condemns. Things that aren't even mentioned in Scripture, like sex between adults and children. Oh, my goodness, or gay marriage. No such thing. Folks, that's going outside the boundaries of what the Lord put there for our good. And if we don't want to take heed, Psalm 19:11, we're going to ask for the just recompense from heaven. And when it comes, it's justly deserved by the people that tolerate it, in every sense of the word. We are not called to be Judases to our kings, friends. We're not called to be a Judas to our king. As traitorous ambassadors, we're called to be entrusted and commanded by the Lord to be faithful witnesses that deliver men's souls, Proverbs 14:25. And only the love towards God and man and the practice of his word will do that. Outside of that, we're in trouble. Hey, folks, we need men to rise to the level of expectation in following the Christ, because Christ is the standard. We have time to prove the God of Israel. We're commanded by the Lord to prove him. Furthermore, he says, call unto me and I will answer, and I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. I want to end this show with this. What an opportunity we have to prove the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in our time. He's faithful to 1,000 generations, and he's faithful to us. So it's time to call upon him in Jesus' name. We'll talk to you in 23.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Emily.